Oh, anybody's streaming, I'm sorry. It's all my fault, kids. Okay. We are going live. Perfect timing. Okay, it is 6:01 p.m. on Tuesday, August 26, 2025. We will call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Middleton.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Romano, absent. Weigold.
Here.
Bachelman.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on August 12th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
I move.
Second.
Motion by Brent, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is Ordinance 2025-11. Before we go to the reading of that, Nathan, would you like to come up and present the ordinance?
This is a joint ordinance that would amend the fees for the Joint Planning and Building Department. We review fees every few years, most recently in 2022, with a fairly substantial update to bring things more in line with what we number of inspections and so on, our actual costs. What is being proposed is a fairly moderate increase, changing only a handful of building permits. We're not changing any of the filing fees for petitions, for example. Notably, the base fees for our Class 1 and Class 2 buildings, so our commercial and residential buildings primarily, are going up basically by $40. The per square foot fees are still staying at 8 cents. So, for example, a new home fee goes from $120 a base plus 8 cents per square feet to $160 plus 8 cents per square foot. And that, again, accounts just for the increases in salaries and so on. Other ones that are notable to increase would be a, let me see here, fences. Currently are 40, they would go to 50. That extra $10 again reflects just the extra administrative cost primarily on fences.
It's because of the extra foot or two that we added to the ordinance, right? I'm sorry, that was a joke.
That was well played, though.
Thank you, appreciate that very much. Yeah.
But several of them are not, many of them are not changing as well. For example, the fee for a gas line reconnect or a gas pressure test is still staying at 40. That's done just to ensure that if gas has been off at a property for a number of months, that leaks haven't been developed and so on. And often that's at a really short notice. Somebody needs to get back in there. So for us, it's one inspection and paperwork. So they didn't feel right to bump that up given what it is. So again, if I were to estimate an overall percentage, I think it would be around 5%, but it's not a blanket uniform 5%.
More pick and choose based on usage and
yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Any questions?
Questions of Nathan? Okay. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Do I have a motion to read Ordinance 2025-11 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance 2025-11 by title only.
Columbia City Ordinance Number 2025-11, a joint ordinance amending the schedule of fees and charges for the Columbia City Whitley County Joint Planning and Building Department.
Nathan, I forgot to ask you, has the county already passed this? Or they
did.
They did?
Yes, they did it in one reading at their meeting last week.
Okay. Are you asking us to approve it in one reading?
You don't need to.
Okay.
The effective date is scheduled to be December 31st, January 1, which I put in here. And under state law, we have to give a 90-day grace period before it becomes effective, so you have through September to take two readings.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2025-11 on first reading?
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. We'll move it to second reading at the next meeting. Nathan, I'm assuming you're going to stick around to give an update at the end of the day or end of the meeting. Can you?
I can.
Okay. Unless you want, do you want to just give an update now and then you can leave?
Yeah, I do. I have another meeting to get to.
Okay,
so.
Yep, come on up. You can give a...
real quick update. We expect two plats to be filed in the near future over near Walmart. One is Walmart itself. They have a couple parcels. They're consolidating into one to... I don't know. Their attorney's probably making it to is basically the gist of what I gather, so we expect that to be coming forward. And then more importantly, we expect an initial plat, primary plat, for at least a portion of the land north of Walmart as well, coming in the next month or so, sooner than later. Also in the same area, Valvoline is still progressing forward very slowly. We're about to pull out of a new city. That's going on here now. They are still planning on moving forward with that location. There was a steering committee with the comp plan, which the mayor can give more details on yesterday. So that's moving as well. We've got some enforcement actions. But again, those are the big things that I think you might be seeing in terms of questions. Any questions for me?
Question, Nathan. Thank you. Best wishes on your next meeting. Thank you. In your Dropbox is Ordinance 2025-12. This is an ordinance that has been worked on for a little while now. So, do I have a motion to read Ordinance 2025-12 by title only?
Come on.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2025-12 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-12, an ordinance amending Chapter 95 specifically in reference to noise control of Title 9 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Gary, Marcia, Tad, who wants to take this one? This is Jake Briggs.
Yeah. Okay. So we've had... For years now, we've had complaints about semis in residential areas hitting their Jake brakes, which is a compression brake, and it's modified under a muffler-type system that makes it loud if they don't use it correctly. So, like the fire truck has one, they use theirs, you can't hear it. But these semis that put different mufflers and stuff on their semis, when they hit their brake, it's like boom, 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 boom. I mean, everybody knows what that sounds like, right? So, but they're using them a lot in residential areas. Out on 30, I know we can't do much about 30. I did talk to Chris Judy a few months back about if we pass an ordinance within the city, if they would put a sign out on 30. He said that he would talk to the powers to be to help us get that done as well, because they can hear it in Eagle Glen. We've had some residents complain there. One of the biggest residents down here on Chicago Street, one of the biggest areas, because they come in from the steel mill to go south on 9, and as they're coming down, I mean, they're only supposed to be going 30 anyways, but they still hit that brake. And so I thought it was something that we could, you know, I don't think it's a safety concern. We did discuss that, you know, being a safety concern, but in the city limits, the speed limits are 30. Out on the highway, it's, you know, obviously they're supposed to be slowing down coming up to the lights, but so I think it's something that we need to seriously take a hard look at, and, you know, to for our residents, and especially on the south side of town here.
Okay.
Anything to add, Tad?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's pretty much, yeah. I mean, when we met, that was, I think we were all in favor of doing it because people are complaining about it, so.
Okay.
I, for one, appreciate it because I get, that's where I get phone calls from Chicago Street. Mm-hmm. That was the main one. I haven't really got anything downtown yet, but the phone calls I got was on Chicago. So, like you said, I wish there was some way we could control 30, but
yeah. It
isn't. So, this will be a big step towards one of the requests the citizens are looking at because it affects a lot of people who hung there.
I mean, I could hear it in my house. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So thank you guys for putting that together. I really do appreciate it, and I'm pretty sure they will appreciate it too.
Marcia, anything specific you want to point out?
I don't think so, except for I did a lot of research of how this was handled around the state, and this seemed like the best sort of what we sort of fell on to handle the situation.
Okay. Any questions of the council?
That's a good nickname. It's interesting.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2025-12 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual signs. It is unanimous of those present. We will move that to second reading at the next meeting. Thank you. Department reports. Sean?
Yeah, we're continuing changing pools for our Osmos pools that failed inspection. Currently, we're working on the alley in between East Van Buren Street and East Jackson. About 50 to 60% of those poles failed inspection, so we're going to go ahead and replace every pole through there, all the way from Mary River School to approximately where Brewha's is located.
Where what?
Brewha.
Brewha. Thank
you. Located. That's actually part of, years ago, we did a reconductoring project, phase one of three. Which was new poles, new conductors, everything going from our west substation on Oak Street all the way to our Eagle Park property, formerly the high school property. The area we're working on now is actually phase two of that project. Last time we contracted all that out, this time we're changing all the poles ourselves in-house. So then when phase two comes, we'll only have to reconductor. So that's going to save us quite a bit of money there. So other than that, we had had some training, had a group come in, do some utility, underground utility location training. Some of my new guys hadn't had any training. The older guys just needed to kind of freshen up on some of that training. It was really good. There are some new GPS, GIS equipment coming out of these locators where you can locate your underground facilities, hit a button, and it automatically puts it on your ESRI map. That's coming. It's going to be awesome when we get that boat. Somebody's got to hire a GIS coordinator first. Other than that, just day-to-day activities.
Question, Sean. Thank you. Chip?
Yes, the trail, we've got a couple crosswalk lights that need to be installed in front of the dairy barn, and then we're 95% complete. We do have the issue with railroad tracks, which we're working through, so hopefully it won't cost as much as estimated to be close to $600,000. We're going to take a different path. So other than that, we're working on figuring out plans for the amphitheater and just day-to-day stuff.
Question of Chip. Thank you. Matt?
Pool closed. Last day was Sunday. So we spent today and yesterday taking down most of the shade structures and putting stuff away, start getting it ready for winter. We have wastewater also coming out to test our water, make sure there's nothing going into the storm sewer. JFL start having games after Labor Day on Saturdays, and that's a pretty busy place. It's only going to be busier after September 13th or on September 13th. Because that's when LifeWise is also doing their pickleball tournament, so there's going to be a lot of cars and kids down there. When we're almost done replacing doors on the trailhead, and other than that, it's just day-to-day.
Questions of Matt? Thank you. Mike?
I need you to go ahead. I got a phone call to make.
Okay.
We're continuing to flush hydrants, and also we found our problem. Well 9 had a drawdown of about, normally about 45 to 50 feet. We have a drawdown now about 100 feet, which puts it right above the pump head, and every once in a while it would go down below, suck air, and create a cavitation, which was causing a brown water. We probably should have had the well rebuilt a year or two ago, but for financial reasons, we went a little longer, and it come back to bite us. So it is down now, and they're pulling the well and going to clean the screen, and then we should be back to normal there.
Back to the mic. Thank you. Gary.
Thanks, Mike. All right, we're down to 9 applicants going to the formal interview process. We started out with 33, then we got down to 28 going to testing. After testing and no shows, we're down to 9. So 8 of those are green guys, and we got 1 lateral. So hopefully we get a couple good guys out of that. Officer Sturgis graduated from the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy this past Friday, so proud of him and glad to have him back. There's been significant progress made on the home over at 414 East Swihart. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of that, if I updated that last time, but there was a mess there. They had tall grass, tall weeds, junk everywhere. They've got the grass mowed, a lot of the weeds trimmed. They've got a lot of junk cleaned up, a lot of the truck removed, freezer removed, but there's still some things that they're still working on. There is a property management company that was hired, I guess, by the bank to come in and clean it up, so they're in the process of getting that done. So they've definitely made some progress, and so we're kind of trying to work with the property management company now to get the rest of it cleaned up. So still waiting on the tornado sirens to be installed. They were delivered, so that's good. They were delivered out at Kissinger Electric. They just didn't know when they were going to be delivered. They kept getting pushed back, so they had projects that they were scheduling. So now we're behind the eight ball on that. So as soon as they get done, get a little break there, they're going to fit us in to get those tornado sirens installed. Gearing up for First Friday in September and Movie on the Square. Should be a good turnout. Detective Campbell and Detective Cook submitted their resignation letters to step down from their current positions and go back to road patrol. So we're very fortunate to have the state police and Whitley County Sheriff detectives willing to step up and help us out during this transition. We did put out a position bid for them. We did get one guy interested in it so far. This has just happened in the last few days. So it's a work in progress, but we're moving forward.
Questions of Gary? Thank you. Gary?
Got the grill installed into the building out at Eagle Park so we can get the air conditioner mounted in there. I haven't been able to get that done because I've been inundated with computer issues in the last week and a half. So I got 4 new rebuilds down in my office right now. And we also had door controllers blown up at the MSF during the last lightning storm we had. So they came in today. We're hoping that they'll get programmed tonight so they'll be functional again for the gates, since he has to leave them open so nobody can get in or out. Other than that, just day-to-day stuff keeping me busy.
Question for Terry. So I said during Board of Works, I'll say it again, my hard drive crashed last week, which was really no bueno, but Terry's been worked really hard to get it, to get me back up and running. We found some additional issues, so I'm going to have to get a new machine, and it's a real pain in the butt, but I do appreciate Terry's work on that, because I was pretty much dead in the water, and it was not good. It was a rough couple of days in the office, so. Thank you, Terry. Mike?
I had a meeting with IDEM last week, and everything they suggested as far as what to do, we are already doing it or have done it. The only thing they requested was a timeline, so if we have any issues on down the road, they will back us 100%. The representative that was in, so we worked on a timeline to get that submitted out. Gray Wolf was here Tuesday of last week, removed the cover off the digester, and Merrill Brothers moved equipment in, and they'll start the cleaning process, I'm going to guess, probably next week once they get all set up. So that'd be the second phase of that project. So moving along on schedule so far. So,
questions of Mike? Thank you. I do have one additional department head report I forgot to give at Board of Works. It's from Kelly. So they raised two sanitary sewer castings in Brennan's addition. The trimming crew has now finished trimming limbs along the streets. They finished that last week. Crews are patching potholes and doing sign maintenance and work orders. They had a crew of four grading stone alleys last week. And the concrete crew fixed an ADA ramp in Columbia Shores. I think that was maybe yesterday or the day before. Late last week. And we'll be working on another one on Washington Street this week. So, besides that, I think that was all he had to report. So, Marcia?
Nothing.
Leslie?
Nothing.
A couple things for me. Obviously, you know, we've been through the budget meetings and stuff, and we're honing in on a number now, which is I think, positive. Leslie and Rosie have really been working hard on that, so I appreciate them. We've had a couple of different development conversations with people over the last couple of weeks, which has been really positive. Youth Council meets for the first time tomorrow. Department heads are going to be having lunch with them, and so hopefully they remember that and are ready. Thursday, I'm heading down to Indy for an AIM event to support AIM and stuff. And then, obviously, as I've mentioned in the past, the last meeting, we are transitioning our live stream to YouTube away from Facebook because of some of their policy changes. So if you're watching on Facebook Live right now, just know that if everything goes to plan, we will be on YouTube in 2 weeks here for Council, Board of Works, and other meetings. Nathan has been a big help in helping us get to that point because the county does that and does, I think, a really good job of live streaming those meetings. So we're going to be transitioning over to YouTube. We already record and then send it over there anyway, so let's just cut out the middleman and go straight to there. So just so everyone's aware, if you tune in 2 weeks from now to watch the council meeting, those diehard people that tune into Facebook to watch their city council at work, just know you'll have to click over to the YouTube page, City of Columbia City YouTube page, and watch there. A couple other things happening. We have third graders visiting City Hall next Friday. Reminder, Monday is Labor Day, if you didn't know that. So City Hall will be closed that day. As Nathan mentioned, we did have a steering committee meeting for the comprehensive plan. Talked a little bit about different zoning maps and some different thoughts about future planning and future growth. So that's still definitely a work in progress. I won't go too deep into that, but that's a work in progress. So appreciate all the people that are on the steering committee that came out for that. Dan?
I have nothing.
Thad?
I have nothing.
Jenny?
I have nothing.
Brent?
Nothing, sir.
Okay, we have no press. We have no audience, so we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank